Okay,
that was Wet Blanket
by Metric. Best band in the world.
Amazing song.
I agree.
I love that song. That's
Me
probably
too.
My favorite song of the album.
Yeah, it's definitely a good one.
Yeah,
boy. Yeah. During that intro, Stacey and I were both dancing and,
yeah,
and
we were
singing
both
really quietly along.
I wasn't singing along. I was lip syncing.
Well, I could hear your lips smacking together.
So I was lip smacking.
Lip smackers.
Mmm, tasty.
Tangy fried paper.
Oh, God.
All right. This is our first podcast in a while.
Yep.
Yeah. Stacey and I have been busy.
Yes, indeed.
Would you like to talk about your vacation, Stacey?
Yeah.
To explain why we haven't made a podcast lately.
Oh, yeah, that's actually a really good idea at this point. So this is going to be an extra long podcast.
Yeah. How long is it?
Extra long. What?
Extra crispy.
Crispy! Remember, because Alice.
Oh, okay.
Ruined it! Never mind. It's fine. Okay.
I don't know why.
That's a Frasier reference that nobody gets, by the way,
except
for
Maury. And you.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
Stacey makes it and I get it.
That sounds dirty!
Yeah, you sound dirty.
Oh, that was a little Al shout-out. And all the Skypers know who Allison is. And, Al, that was for you. Dirty.
Okay.
Never mind.
So, vacation.
Yeah, right. So, I went up to this little place about 6 hours north, definitely in northern Ontario.
Yeah.
And, I love that place, but the drive up and the drive back is such a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Because there's only so long you can stare at granite and, like, cedar trees.
Yeah. The drive to Montreal is worse. It's just highway. It's so boring. It's 6 hours of highway.
Yeah, hey, do you ever, like, read the graffiti? Because there's
graffiti
on the Canadian Shield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they blast, like, you can see, like, the, where they drill down in the rock to blast it away to make room for the highway.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. You should come up north sometime. It's really cool.
Really,
it's actually
cool.
A nice town. It was very relaxing, and it's about 5,000 people. The big L.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was really good. I had a really fun time with my cousins. I always do.
Cousins are, like, your best relative ever.
Yeah, they
I
really are.
I love chilling with my cousins more than
and,
anyone.
And, you know, siblings.
Yeah, cousins is a different thing, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, I enjoy chilling with my cousins almost more than anyone else in the world.
You know what? I've been talking to your cousin
a
lot on MSN.
Isn't she cool?
Yeah, she's really cool.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah.
Hi, Sarah.
Oh, my God, I have a cousin named Sarah, too.
That's cool.
That's
I have a best friend named Sarah.
Yeah, it's true. My cousin is a good friend.
It's good.
Yeah. We all kind of, like, because we're all growing up and we're actually pretty close in age.
That's good. Yeah, my cousins
are we're really bonding, and it's nice, you know?
The age gap between my cousins and I used to be huge, but now it's small. Like, my cousin Sarah, she's 10 months younger than me. That was always a good close age gap. And then my cousin Arielle is, like, 2 years older than me. But then there's, like, Jordan, Josh, and Bessie, who are, like, in their 20s now. So when we were younger, like, it was a huge age gap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be. I had, actually, me and Katie, I think, are the middle cousins. Because Sarah and Alex are both younger than me. But Katie is the youngest out of the four of us. And then Nathaniel and Natalie are both older than me. And there was only just the six of us. Six cousins.
So you're not in America. You're
the
third
oldest. Yeah, I'm the third oldest.
Sarah's in the middle.
Well, Sarah's in the bottom. Ew.
What?
Uh-huh.
Stacey always thinks that
I thought
I'm saying something gross.
I know, it's because
I usually.
Yeah, exactly.
I love this conversation where we're just talking about the ages of our cousins. Anyway, on to more exciting topics.
Oh, yeah, that was a long talk on the ages of cousins.
Yeah. Sorry about that. We got a little This
is why we need structure.
That's just what I was going to say. This is why we need structure.
Structure and discipline.
Discipline. Discipline is the thing.
That's from Fine Tyler's not.
That's... No. That's from The Jungle Book, actually.
And from American Beauty.
Discipline is the thing.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Structure and discipline is from American Beauty. When Ricky, because Ricky's dad is all militaristic.
Yeah. Well, he is in the military.
I know.
And he collects Nazi
Nazi
idea.
Shit.
Nazi.
In the words of Ricky.
This is Nazi
like,
shit. Where's
this,
Marina?
This crazy Nazi shit. He only has this one piece. There's a whole underground world of people who collect this fucking Nazi shit or this crazy Nazi shit or something. Anyway.
Okay, a little carried away.
I love that movie.
I know. No, it's a good movie, though. At least you didn't get carried away about the ages of cousins.
Or the ages of the Moffat.
Anyway!
Hey!
I just grabbed the paper from Maury, in case you didn't hear that. But the mic has really good pickup, so you probably did.
Okay, let's talk about Kink.
Yeah, good idea.
Kink is an amazing Canadian TV show.
Okay, what's your favorite thing about Kink?
My favorite thing about Kink...
Oh, wait, we should say what it's about first.
Kink is a show that explores all the different kink communities in Canada.
Oh, that's a really good summation. I just kind of, mine is more like, oh, well, it talks about, like, queer people and the SM, BDSM community, kind of fetish, that sex trade workers.
Yeah.
Mine is much more extensive than yours.
It talks about even things that aren't necessarily sexual.
Yeah.
They're just kinky. Like the woman tonight, she was putting on a show because, to make a long story short, she was burned with really hot water when she was a kid, and now she has scars all over her body, and the thing she does now is she's a fire performer, so she puts fire on herself, and tonight she's being a phoenix. And so that's not necessarily sexual, it's
yeah.
just very interesting and really cool.
My favorite thing about Kink is because I'm not, as our listeners will know, I'm really not into, like, BDSM.
You're
or
interested
any...
into it, but you don't want to...
Yeah, exactly. I'm not,
yeah.
like, into it in that... I love learning about it because
yeah.
I think it's really important to know about, you know... the whole kind of rainbow of tastes, so
yeah.
to speak, in sexuality. And so it's really important to me to know about it, especially having a best friend who is kind of down with that stuff.
Yeah.
And
I'm very interested in it, and I would like to do it. I just haven't really had too much of an opportunity.
No.
Yet
well, I mean, you're in a small town and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, I'm only 19.
Yeah, exactly.
I think if I had,
a lot of these
like,
people are, like, middle-aged.
Yeah, I think if I had, like, gone out with people and, like, tying people up when I was, like, 15, I'd be a little more fucked up than I am now.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
Although I did make out with somebody in handcuffs when I was 16.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
about that.
That's a good story.
You should tell it.
Just basically my first boyfriend, quote-unquote, I went over to his house. Whenever I did go over to his house, because he lived, like, a few towns over, so to speak, we would put handcuffs on each other and make up. And give him a blowjob. And the first time, we were making out, and we were in his kitchen, and we just eating pizza, and I remember tasting the pizza remnants, like, in his mouth, but not in a gross way. Just
yeah.
I was just noticing how he tastes. And we were making out, and he's like, wait here. And I knew what he was going to do, and he came back downstairs with handcuffs. I was like, sweet.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it was a really good relationship. It was a really good way to have a first boyfriend.
Yeah.
It was very innocent, even though there was, like, a lot of sexual tension.
Well, as there can be with a boyfriend,
yeah.
you know, sexual tension.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of important.
Yeah. Alright, so Kink. My favorite part about Kink is just that they seem like they're so non-discriminatory. They will show probably almost everything that you can think of.
Yeah.
And it's not in a... you don't feel violated after watching
no,
it.
No, it's not voyeuristic.
No, it's not. It's just, it's very factual.
Yeah.
It's very factual and it's very entertaining.
Mm-hmm. No, I
love that show.
I know, me too. And so
there's
it's
some hot pussy on that show.
Well, I disagree.
Well,
I don't find
hot, almost
many
pussy on that show.
I don't really
find
many.
I find most of the trannies so fucking hot.
I know, it's because you're really into that.
I know. Like Nina and Alexis and Chicken and.
Well, actually, Alexis and Nina are very beautiful.
I think Chicken's more my style. Though. Like they're
yeah. I
feel more comfortable with her.
Okay, see, like. Alexis and Nina would be... I wouldn't have sex with them.
But if
well,
you
I mean, I don't know that I wouldn't,
yeah.
but I'm not
if
attracted
to
them.
If you were to be in a relationship with them, you'd be more comfortable with them, I think, than you would with
yeah.
Chicken. Because Chicken's more, like, out there.
Yeah, like, kind of punked out.
Yeah. She's like, very bohemian artist. And, like, in
yes,
a true
extremely.
Way, not, like, nouveau bohemian. Or no, nouveau, yeah. yeah. I used to say Nobu. And my mom corrected me, because she used to live in Montreal.
Thank God.
Yeah. So, yeah, so Kink's just a fucking amazing show, and you guys should all download it.
Yeah. I love it because I think that it's just, it's so respectful and so
mm-hmm.
humane, and it, even though it's extremely sexual in nature, it's not exploitative.
Yeah.
And I'm pronouncing that both ways. I don't know which one's right.
We should. And, well, hang on a minute. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you. I just think it's so humane, and as opposed to kind of capitalizing on what could potentially be a lot of indignity, they make it so dignified. I think it's just...
It is very dignified.
I think it's absolutely glorious in that it's sort of... It takes all this supposedly weird and sort of fringe stuff and makes it
puts
seem...
Puts it on the limelight and it's like, hey,
and
it's
makes
not,
it completely
it's
human.
It's not satanic. It's not violent. It's not violent.
No, it's...
If you do it with a consenting adult and you do it properly, it's not violent at all.
No, and you know what you're doing. And all these people, like, they seem...
Very knowledgeable. We should talk about what they do, because most probably no one...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so for example, they do a lot of stuff, like, they show just... It kind of follows, like, each season follows the lives of maybe four different people.
Yeah.
And, or four different
some couples.
Some couples. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just show the certain kink that they do. Like, for example, one season shows a couple, Reese, who is a transgendered male.
Yeah.
And his...
Girlfriend.
His girlfriend. And just, like, the kink they do with... It shows Reese kind of... He's not fully... He doesn't have a penis yet, but it shows him transitioning, although I don't think he... It doesn't seem like he'd get a penis, but whatever.
Yeah, no, I think he wanted to leave his genitalia the way it was.
And so they show that couple, and they show a lesbian couple, and they're going on a road trip across the prairies. And it just shows, like...
Shelly and Steph.
Yeah, one of them's really into
BDSM.
S&M, yeah. And the other one's not. But eventually the other one...
Yeah, kind of
gets into it. And she gets her dom and stuff. And she meets in a nail shop. In like a fingernail. In a nail...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Acrylic nail.
Oh, that was Pandora. Yeah, so that...
Pandora.
Pandora.
Yeah. And it shows, I don't know, all you can think of, cross-dressing, people who have slaves in their home, where they actually cook for them, they clean for them, but they also... have like flogging and whipping and stuff, and it's completely consensual. They can leave whenever. It's not like you have to be very much late. So it's really cool, and you learn so much.
Well, it's more submission. I mean, I think with that, I think sex slaves. It's not really what it is. It's just live-in submissive.
You know
I guess.
Who is a sex slave?
Am I allowed to say her name?
Yeah.
Maury got a fabulous email from a girl that she's, like, majorly in love with.
Yeah.
Her name is Lauren, and she's fabulous. And every... See, the thing about Lauren is that once you meet her, like, she's just so spiritual.
Everyone's
and, like,
in love with her.
Everybody comes away... walks away from an encounter with Lauren a little bit in love with her.
Yeah.
At least.
It's true.
I mean, because she's just...
She's so fucking,
like,
amazing.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to let you
gush. Am I blushing right
now? Yeah.
Am I really?
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
It was, like, here, and then it started to go here, too.
I've never seen myself blush, but can we pause it so I can see myself blush?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, we're not
pausing.
we're not back, because we didn't pause it.
Good.
Yep.
We're so professional.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
I think we're very honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
more important than being professional, yeah. I think.
So Lauren, she's just...
I'm sorry, say that...
She's just amazing. Should I tell the email?
Yes.
Alright. Yesterday when I was trashed off my ass, I sent Lauren an email, but at the time I thought about it, and I was like, will I be embarrassed tomorrow morning? And I realized I wouldn't. So I just sent her an innocent email, I just told her that she's sexy.
And Lindsay thinks so too.
Yeah.
So I got... Can I have a sip of that?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm more brought down. More.
I got an email from her. I just checked my email at Stacey's house. And she told me that she thinks Lindsay's hot and that I am her eternal love bunny, and she would be my sex slave. And I'm like high off that. It made my endorphins go like and yeah.
That was awesome.
I'm blushing right now too.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What were we talking about? Kink. Yeah.
All right.
Who's your favorite kind of... Or what's your favorite storyline? Or who's your favorite kind of character?
My favorite character... Or not character, but my favorite person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Different than my favorite storyline.
Okay. Do both.
All right. Probably my favorite person is probably Chicken. And all the ones I've seen recently, because I can't remember the ones I saw back when I was, like, 16.
Yeah.
Because they don't show reruns very often. They only show reruns of the current season that they're showing.
Oh, yeah.
So, they just started showing reruns on Life Network, so that's good.
Oh, yeah.
So, and there was this character, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and she was doing a lot of things to... She used to...
Who is this?
I don't know her name. She used to be a self-injurer, and now she does a lot of scarification and branding.
Oh, I remember her.
In a very healthy way, and it's helped her get over her self-injuring. So she was also... At one time, she was my favorite storyline, and my favorite person on the show. But I'm not... Yeah, so she'd probably be my favorite storyline.
Cool.
What about you?
I am kind of fascinated by Reese and his girlfriend. That's kind of cool. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a favorite. I think Alexis is really, really complex and really cool.
Yeah, she's probably she's one of my favorite characters.
And she wrote into Parliament about rights for sex trade workers.
She's got a politician on her side first and got to sign the petition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alexis is pretty cool. She's a sex trade worker.
Yeah.
And she's doing a lot of things to further, like, the safety and the...
Rights.
All the... Exactly. The rights for sex trade workers, which is so important.
Yeah,
but they're never not going to be sex trade workers. You may as well legalize it so we can control it and make it safe.
Yeah, I'm not... I felt that way, and then I saw this thing on the West Wing, of course, persuasively argued by Mary Louise Parker. yeah. And she said, okay, well, the thing is, though, that prostitution... Like, it's a choice, but it's not really because you're usually forced into it by social circumstances.
Yes, but if it was controlled, then there wouldn't...
I know, but there shouldn't be those kind of social circumstances in the first place.
Well, there shouldn't be, of course, but there's some people who choose to be in it. And if it was controlled, at least there
would... Well, I mean...
There would be no more child prostitution if it was controlled. And I think
I don't believe that for one
second. In
Canada? You're not gonna... I mean, it's like anything else. You're gonna have the legal... And they're going to have the illegal.
That's true, but if we legalize it, then at least it's a start of making it safe.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm now, after hearing that and sort of how it really isn't a choice, not one that you would normally make. I mean, no little girl grows up going, I want to be a prostitute. No. It's sort of life circumstances
it's
that
true,
have...
But I guess to look...
In order to deal with the reality and make it safe?
I guess to look at it in a very negative light, if in a... Probably those circumstances are never going to go away. There's always going to be the circumstances where someone will have to be a prostitute. And if we make it safe, at least there won't be prostitutes getting beaten, raped. There won't be there'll be less child... There will be so much less of all the horrible things that happens to prostitutes.
Yeah,
I mean, it's horrible
true.
That prostitution has to occur.
Yeah.
But at least we can make sure there's more... Make sure that there's always condoms available, even though they're available now, but...
Yeah.
It'll be more available.
I think government-regulated testing and STI testing, and free, too. I mean, that's really important, because it's not like these women have a whole lot of extra cash.
Exactly, yeah. So, prostitution needs to be legalized.
Yeah, and there needs to be just some sort of, like, maybe, like, a support program
as
well.
Yeah, and there will be safe places for prostitution to happen.
Exactly, like, there's safe injection sites.
Yeah.
Because I think...
But, I mean...
Addiction, though, it's weird. Addiction and prostitution, it's... And kind of just having weird stuff happen in your life that where you end up in this place that people look down upon you, it's treated like, you know, a flaw, a character flaw.
Is.
It's treated like, you know...
Yeah, but, well, a lot of addiction and prostitution sometimes goes hand in hand.
Yeah, no.
Like, I have a friend who used to be a sex trade worker, and she tells me... I've heard a lot of stories. Like, she's told me a lot of stories about all the things that she's seen, and it's because... You hang out with other prostitutes, other Johns, everyone's doing drugs, and so you're going to do it. So, I mean, drug doing and prostitution is kind of a separate issue for me, because I don't know if I necessarily want the drugs to be government regulated, because I don't think that drugs should be illegal, but that's a different issue.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Kink to prostitution.
That's not really that far of a leap.
No, it's not.
And there was that one gay guy. Oh, I like him, too.
Which one?
Which
gay guy?
Oh, yeah. Gotta get more specific. Yeah. And I think there's... The thing about kink that I kind of like is that it's significantly queerer than, like, any other show on television. I think it's rare that there's a straight person.
And I also like it because they have, it's going to sound really mean, but they have so many ugly people on the show. It's not like they're just, like, a bunch of skinny, blonde, hot people. They're real-looking people.
Yeah.
They're real people.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's good. It's really good, because...
I love that show. I wish they had it on DVD. I would totally buy it.
And you just kind of, you like the people,
you
know?
You feel for them, like, you're a fan for them.
Yeah, they're very empathetic.
Yeah.
And they, it's because, you know, as you watch the show, you discover that they are completely and utterly worthy of it.
Of what?
You know, just you liking them. I mean, who would think... A lot of people would probably go, oh my god, well, prostitution, that's, you know, the lowest of the low, you know, you're a bad person. It's like, you know, you've got terrible morals.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, that upsets me, because obviously, they're all really good people.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
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 So, We Heart Kink.
We Heart Kink.
Yeah.
I want a shirt that says that.
I want a shirt that says something in French. That's what I was thinking when Jules, he's this guy that's really into S&M.
Oh,
my goodness. Is he ever?
BDSM.
He's very enthusiastic.
He is. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he is. And he was wearing this shirt and it said stuff in French, and I would like a shirt that says stuff
His
in
shirt
French.
Is explaining how he dresses.
Yeah,
shirt, yeah,
I figured, because it was like, je veux femme comme le...
Yeah.
It's like, I look like a woman in your eyes, but I'm a man or something like that. Very, very roughly translated.
Yeah. He translated it once on the show.
Oh, okay.
There's something along
the line. I didn't see that. I was just working off. What?
I was like, I can't even read this. My French is terrible.
Yeah, that's okay. Mine is actually not too bad. It's very mediocre.
Yeah.
But
I have better Hebrew than French. Because it's hard to learn more than two languages. And I was taught Hebrew and English primarily, and French was a secondary thing, which is very strange in Canada.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Well, that's because you went to a private school.
Yeah, that's why my French is so behind everyone else in Ontario.
HHA!
Yeah. Hamilton Hebrew Academy.
Woohoo! I wish I had gone there.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
No one wishes they had gone
there. Yeah. But there's, like, some people that really came away with great friends at the academy.
Yeah. Everyone else in my class.
No, but Tova.
Yeah. Tova was a good friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine. You're allowed to outgrow your friends.
Yeah,
Tova and I
that's
grew
true.
Each other.
Yeah, I can't really picture you guys getting...
No, I've outgrown so many friends because I've just changed at a faster rate than everybody.
Yeah, because, you know, you're a very highly evolved being.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I was being facetious. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Because it's weird, because friends all change at different paces. And so when you're changing so rapidly, when someone's changing so rapidly and the other person isn't, it's just inevitable that you won't be friends.
Are you saying that Tova hasn't evolved? Ooh,
yeah.
Diss Tova.
I am saying that. Because she hasn't. Look in the environment she lives in. She's not allowed to evolve.
Ooh. Good point.
Yeah.
Wow, you smoked that!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Tova comes from a family where...
bitchiness.
She comes from an extremely abusive family, and the fact that they're so mentally abusive, and she's not allowed to be anything except what her parents want her to be.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is, and she's so abused from it.
Yeah,
she'll have such a hard time in the real world. She already is. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Maury's taking off her socks, by the way. And apologizing for it. No need.
Thank
it's
you.
Fine. Okay, you explain what just happened.
I took my socks off and that is it.
Alright.
Okay,
say.
So, oh my god.
Sorry! It's funny!
Your face is funny.
Not as funny as that, because it's on the podcast.
What was that? You sound like a horse. Let's talk about
fuck you. You're just better.
Let's talk about Rachel McAdams.
You're so deflecting. Oh, let's leave it up to the listeners to guess what happened.
All right, that can be our next viewer poll.
That's
listener poll.
Viewer
what do you think
poll.
Happened to make Stacey laugh? There we go. Send it to
twojewsandawannabe.podomatic.com. No, twojewsandawannabe@podomatic.com.
Yeah. Well, the first one was our website.
Oh, yeah. Well, if they're listening, they probably already know our website.
No, we're just supposed to advertise.
Okay, yeah, it's true.
We should get shirts that say twojewsandawannabe.podomatic.com.
So everybody in town could know that we have a podcast and
When we're both at our schools.
Yeah, I could totally get back, though. Or at least where I am, because so many people from Dundas.
Fine, I'll do it then.
Okay, cool! Then we'll have, like, cool Toronto people listening to our podcast.
All the cool commuter kids.
Woo!
Now I'll wear it for a night shirt, so only my red friends can see it.
Okay. Anyway... Enough of that.
That's going to be the new signal that we're digressing. I'll do that baseline.
What about dead air?
Alright.
That took a lot of convincing. So, Canadian actors. This is our little Canadian section.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I said we talk about Canadian music.
Yeah, so let's talk about it.
Okay. Alright, so we can... Alright, let's just do a quick little thing about Canadian music. Canada is the...
hotspot right now for music, I'd say.
For indie rock, yeah, definitely. Canada is probably the most important nation in indie rock right now.
Yeah, like Metric that we just listened to.
Feist.
Stars.
The Arcade Fire. Fiery Furnaces, don't they have a Canadian lead singer?
I'm not sure.
Okay, New Pornographers. Nico Case. Nico Case is huge.
I saw the New Pornographers at the Junos.
They're so cool. I used to love that band. And then I didn't get their CD.
Yeah, and even older Canadian stuff is so good, like Alanis Morissette.
Yep.
Tragically Hip.
Leah's gonna be so happy.
Yeah. Leah loves the Tragically
Hip.
Oh, I love
it. I miss Leah!
Me too. Leah and I went to a Hip concert this summer. Really
yeah.
Like, just Canadian music is very distinctive. Even actually, Nickelback isn't that distinctive.
Ew, Nickelback, let's not talk about them.
Well, no, they're Canadian... I'd say that the majority...
But, I mean, good Canadian music.
Yeah,
Canadian music that people don't know about. So Metric is kind of, like, part of that...
Amazingness.
Oh, Broken Social Scene?
Yes.
Huge. Jason
Collette.
Huge.
Where's Interpol from?
New York. Close enough, though.
Yeah.
Who else? There's some really important Canadian bands right now in indie rock.
I don't know, but while you think about this, let's talk about something.
Controller.
Yeah.
Oh, they're really good. I saw them live.
Where are they?
Really
yeah,
crazy
yeah, so.
Show. New York.
Damn it. All right. New York's pretty cool, then.
Yeah. What was your first move?
The Empire State Building.
Nice.
Thank you.
I saw a picture of, I think it was, like, a pro-gay marriage thing of Lady Liberty and, like, the... blind woman, the justice lady.
Oh, yeah.
Scales.
Kissing?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was very cool.
I want to see that.
I don't know where I got it, but...
So basically, I think Canadian music is pretty cool because, aside from the indie stuff that is happening now, Canadian music has a element of folk to it, I'd say. And it's just
even Anne Murray, who's pretty, like, who's pretty easy rock.
Yeah.
Adult contemporary yeah. has an element to it.
Diana Krall, she's a Canadian comedian.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't like her though. And I have my reasons.
My aunt says she looks like a horse. No, she said she was built like a horse, right.
Ouch.
Yeah. I disagreed though. Mostly because I thought she looked hot on her on the cover for The Look of Love. That's actually a really great album. I love that album. It's In Your Eyes. Smile.
Anyway.
That was not me singing.
That was me singing.
Oh, we should introduce ourselves.
No, you guys have been listening for long enough.
No, we should, just in case. Why are you so annoyed by that? It takes 2 seconds.
No, it doesn't. I don't care. Fine, Maury.
You bitter, bitter person. I'm Stacey, and I really enjoy introducing myself, unlike some people.
I just feel offended that we still have to introduce ourselves.
Well, it's because new people might be listening. Don't get offended.
I've introduced myself so many times in my life because no one can ever remember my name, and no one can ever spell my name. It's M-O-R-R-I-S-A.
Okay.
There you go.
Do you want to give them your last name or not so much?
No.
Good idea.
Yeah. Because then you type it in, and then you get, like, four things about me on the internet, so... Yeah. on Google, you get, like, four things about me.
Oh, that's so cool. I don't have that many things
See,
on Google.
See, I told you I'm famous.
All right! Good Lord.
Stacey doesn't believe me that I'm
you
famous.
You bitter person.
Yeah, I am quite bitter for not being world famous. You're right.
I know. Oh, it's funny.
Let's talk about getting hit on at the embassy.
Okay. How about your story?
I'm getting hit on at the embassy?
Sure.
I didn't get hit on at the embassy.
The one girl definitely did. The last time we were there. Yeah. Anyway, so we went to the embassy again. I told you! She winked at us!
I thought she winked. By us, you meant you.
No, by us, I meant us.
Although I never think anyone's hitting on me.
Oh, hello!
So yeah, so you tell the story.
Okay. And then we have to talk about your party. Fuck, we haven't talked about Ryan Gosling. We're going so out of order.
We are.
It's bad.
It's fine.
Okay.
So at the embassy.
Yeah, the embassy,
a gay club in Hamilton.
Gay club in Hamilton. And it was fun. It wasn't as fun as the last time. There weren't as many hot girls. Yeah. But I got hit on by a straight guy again, but it was okay because he was fucking hot.
Was that Tyrone?
Yeah.
He was hot.
He kind of looks like a more built version of Mos Def, which is like, whoa.
Thank you, Ashley Simpson.
Ashley Simpson, Maya sings that.
Oh, Maya. Like, whoa.
Like, whoa. I bet you his ass is like, whoa.
Probably. I was thinking La La. Make me
La La. Ew, okay, stop. Stop! Fuck you! I will not subject our listeners to this.
I bet some of them like Ashley Simpson.
Well, then we don't want them listening. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking! Please don't stop listening to our show. Especially if you're commenting on our cast.
Yeah. Which you all should do.
Yeah. No, actually, we got a fair amount of comments.
We got six
last.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, what do you guys think about that picture? Wasn't it hilarious?
Oh my god, I
said
love that.
I MSN thing.
Yeah, I enjoy that thoroughly.
Me too.
I showed it to Mike and Guy today at work.
Oh yeah?
Oh, it was so funny. Mike just kind of looked at him like, okay, well, they're not going to know how he looked at him.
In
but
a very confused and almost disgusted way.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
Can you imagine the best part of that?
No! Oh, fucking hell. That's nasty.
Nia.
I hate you for that.
Alright, shut up.
Okay, well, it's just gross.
Yeah.
The best, gross. My favorite part about that picture is that it's lime green and
it
that
is?
He's still... His... thong thingy?
Oh, it's not lime green on my computer.
Oh, Harold.
It's tan on my computer. Like, okay, you have to show it to me on your computer. Yeah, my monitor.
Mine's really shitty.
My monitor doesn't work so well. Everything's pink and... I just bought a new computer, though. Oh. This isn't interesting. Anyway, we got hit on at the MC by this woman who had really cute kids. The kids weren't at with her, but
no.
She showed us pictures.
Yeah.
So
she was kind of drunk.
Apparently she winked at us.
She did. I swear to God. She's like, how old are you guys? And Maury was like, 19. And she winked at Maury. And I was like, yeah, 19. And she winked at me, too. Like, it's gross. She did it like 15 times.
She's like 27, was it?
26.
What was her name?
I
looked her up on the website she was. She kept harping about this website that she wanted us to go to for the
singles. I was like, is it your website?
Yeah.
Or are you just really enthusiastic?
So I went on. I didn't join or anything, but I went on and I lurked for a little while.
Yeah, lurking's a good...
I love lurking.
I
wouldn't call it a good pastime.
No, that's very true.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
We won't edit this. But I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, my nipple has been so itchy.
What the hell?
Well, because I'm sitting here being like, don't scratch it, don't scratch it.
Oh my god. Well, No! Okay, if there's dead air, say dead air.
Dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air. Okay, so,
oh my god.
I'm tired.
No, I can tell.
I've been up since like 8 this morning after a night of drinking at, and went to bed at 2. Then I napped. Oh. Rachel McAdams is really hot.
Yes. Yes, she is. And that would seem random, but it's on our list.
Yeah, it's on the list.
It's on the list. You're on the list, don't worry. It's okay, you can come on in. It's fine.
Fine.
It's going good.
So, we'll cut that line. Rachel McAdams went to York, and I'm starting York in September.
And you're both hot!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rachel McAdams is so hot.
So hot. Want to touch the hiney.
That's from Billy That's from Billy Madison. I actually love that. I know.
I don't give a shit about Billy Madison as a movie. I was like, oh my god, I love it. I'm like, I can care less.
Have you seen Billy Madison?
Yes, I have.
It's so funny.
So hot. Want to touch the hiney. Arrrr. That cracks me up.
Oh, Veronica Vaughn. Oh, Rachel McAdams.
So hot. Want to touch the hiney. Arrrr.
I love when you try and stifle your laugh.
I can't do it.
Stifle.
Oh, that's so funny.
So Ryan Gosling's pretty hot too.
Oh my goodness. Wait. Hang on. Okay, what was the thing that I said after I said Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling
that
were a couple?
That is a couple you would like to be a third of or something.
Yes,
you would
I
like
would.
To be a third party to their couple.
I would love to be a third party to
I
that.
Would like to be a couple with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Wow.
So
hot. Want to touch the hiney. Arrrr!
I love when you try and do the mark.
No. I'm just... This is like...
It's new to you.
Yes, it's new to me. That's never gonna get old.
I know. It hasn't gotten old since I've seen Billy Madison when I was 8 years old. So oh 11
my
years later.
God.
I don't know if I was actually 8, but around there.
It came out in 1995. So that'd be exactly 8. Good guess. Yeah. That's 4.
Nodge.
Ooh, haven't done that in a while. That's refreshing. Dead air!
So, I'm really tired.
So, Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams.
They're still going out.
Yeah, as far as I know. I haven't heard that
they should get married.
They should. They
and
should
they're both from
break
London,
up and
Ontario.
Then I could have sex with them.
They're both from London, Ontario.
Born in the same hospital, but never knew each other.
Until.
Well, not just now. I assume they knew each other.
Now they know each other. Now they made out in The Notebook.
Oh, did they ever?
And Ryan Gosling.
Oh my god, the deleted scene for that is so much hotter than the one that
oh,
they
really?
Put in the movie.
And
oh,
Ryan, I should really see that movie.
You should. It's.
Is it hot?
It is fucking hot because, like, he's all bearded at the end and, like, and he's standing in the rain and.
He's so hot.
And, like, and Rachel McAdams is in the rain and they're both in the rain and I love being bisexual!
I know. It's so awesome.
It's so good. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Dead air.
Yeah.
Who else? Oh, Molly Parker. Rawr. Who is in Iron Drawn Angels, and that is a really great movie. I have to get that.
I haven't seen it.
I think they sell it at Blockbuster.
Did you ever watch The Amanda Show?
Yes,
and
the Amanda Bynes
it,
show.
Yeah, and then oh, they called yeah. it Blick Block Blister.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's gross.
That was my secret thing for a while that I watched the Amanda show.
That's so funny, because the only reason I watched it was because I had a younger sister.
The only reason I watched it was because I was jealous of Amanda Bynes, so I watched it for some reason. I don't know why.
You're so jealous of child stars.
I know.
She doesn't play a tranny exactly in a movie, but she pretends to be a boy so she can play on a soccer team.
She's not a tranny at all.
I know. But she cross-dresses!
So she's a cross-dresser. She's the man.
Actually, I think that's what they called it.
They did.
Okay. I thought you were just saying that as a joke, and I was like, wow, that's funny, you should say that. Here are the dancing lobsters!
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember when
Amanda,
she judged...
please!
Oh, yeah. I saw someone's live journal name, which was Amanda, please. It cracked me up.
I'm popular. I'm from Tennessee.
I love when they... Okay, that show was hilarious.
Yeah, it was actually pretty funny. Oh, my God, her, like, fangirl? That's hilarious.
That was Amanda, please.
Oh.
And how she was so blatantly, like, a dyke.
No, but she fell in love with that guy who shared her Amanda obsession.
Aww.
She reminded me of
that
Edith.
That was so egotistical, having an Amanda fan, like,
I think it's funny.
Show.
I think it's
yeah,
a parody.
It's funny. And that she played herself.
Yeah.
You play yourself?
Amanda, please! Shut up. It's funny, because I said Amanda, please, as you were saying, do you... Please, Amanda, please yourself. I don't know.
Do you need Amanda, please yourself?
That's so funny! Thank you. I'm also kind of tired.
Amanda, hug and kiss?
Amanda, hug and kiss? Is there an Amanda, hug and kiss? Oh.
Stacey's laptop broke.
No, it didn't. It just flopped down. I'm sorry, the Amanda hug and kiss reference. That was Mo from The Simpsons.
Oh, I thought you meant me.
Remember when Bart prank called them?
Like, in every episode for the first 3 seasons?
I didn't know that. But it was the one with his babysitter over.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I know Seymour Butts! There is Seymour Butts here! Oh, and then it was something ridiculous. I'm a stupid person, and I'm such a poopy head.
And my butt smells, and I like to sniff my own butt.
Oh, yeah.
And the one was IP Freely. Is there an IP Freely here? IP Freely. Put down your glasses. IP Freely.
IP Freely.
I'm just kidding.
My feelings are hurt.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I'm totally joking.
Oh my god. Stacey and I apparently are drunk or something.
I know.
We've had like a glass of wine.
No, no, no. I haven't even finished my wine. I think, I poured myself half a glass.
Yeah.
And I finished, I'd say, about a fifth of it.
Oh, okay. I drank my glass.
Okay. You get really drunk before the podcast is over.
Oh, no.
Mari's like, nah, 2 nights in a hoe.
Yeah. In a hoe. 2 nights in a hoe.
Why did you say that?
I know, but it rhymes.
Okay, apparently we're both really giddy.
I know. I went to a crazy-ass party last night. I got fucking trashed off my ass. Trasher than I've ever been in my life.
I can't believe you just said trash.
Trasher.
Trasher, I hardly know her.
Wasteder than I've been in my whole life.
Wasted her. I hardly touched her.
Sorry. So anyway, there's a going away party for... two of my friends, one's going to Denmark and one's going to Thailand. And when I got there, I was late, so I had some catch-up drinking to do.
Dude, no wonder you get so drunk that you puke every time you do.
Not every time!
Almost every time?
No, I've only not induced it twice.
Okay.
Yeah. Usually I'm just like, I should probably throw up. But last night. Anyways, so I drank 3 drinks. And that is all. And that's what I got trashed off. But the first drink was like 3 shots of vodka.
Oh my
and
God.
Then a Bacardi Breezer. And then someone else mixed a drink for me. And I, after that, I was fucking trashed. I kept walking. I kept rolling around the party because I couldn't really walk. How did I get so drunk? How did I get so drunk?
You never told me about that part.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I was like, guys, how did I get so drunk? And then...
Because you drank a drink that was apparently pure vodka.
And some orange juice. With pulp in it.
So you had a bit of vodka mixed with orange juice?
No, more like a bit of orange juice mixed with vodka.
What?
It was like 70-30.
70 bucks. Shit.
And at that point, I was already drunk. And so it didn't taste any different to me.
Oh my god.
And so I handed it to my friend Lindsay to have a sip, because I like sharing when I'm drunk. And she didn't even... It got to her nose, and she pushed it away. She's like, that is pure vodka. Put some orange juice in that right now. And I was so drunk that I thought I was drinking cranberry juice with it.
Oh my
I'm
god.
Like, why is the cranberry juice pulpy?
See, this is all new to me, yeah. So...
I didn't put more reviews into it.
No, you didn't.
So later,
you're like, I don't need more juice, I'll be fine!
I can handle my alcohol!
When...
Clearly! So do I have a normal voice when I'm drunk, don't I?
Yeah.
Or do I slur my words?
Everybody slurs it. Yeah, everybody does.
Anyway, so then...
What am I like when I'm drunk?
Oh, you don't get drunk at all. When used to get drunk with me back in grade 12? Back in the day.
Back in the day.
The good old days. You were just back really silly all the time.
Yes.
We should get really drunk before we go to school.
Yeah.
We should have a drinking night.
Yeah.
We can both get trashed.
So trashed!
So trashed.
Trashed-er!
Anyway, I'm not telling my story.
Yeah.
So then Lindsay gave me a big glass of water. I drank it all day when she told me she was proud of me. And then she went to the bathroom, and 2 seconds later I followed her and I was like, Lindsay... I have to puke. And then I did. But in the toilet.
Yay.
And then I did 3 more times.
Oh my god. I've never puked. I've never gotten so drunk where I'm like, oh fuck, I feel sick. I've always said no more.
I only had 3 drinks.
One was entirely vodka!
I didn't know that, though. Actually, that's how Becca...
You didn't know that, though, because you were so drunk from the previous two.
Actually, the girl Becca who made me the drink, she apparently was making drinks for everyone else, and then afterwards we're all like, are you sleeping as roofies? Like, everyone is so trashed. Like, everyone was pretty fucking trashed, just not me. So it's not like everyone was sober and I was off my ass trashed.
That would be funny, though.
Actually, that's
like at weddings.
That happened once at Lindsay's party. Everyone said that they would drink, and then so I was drinking, and then everyone stopped, but I didn't notice. So I drank. Like, I wasn't wasted, but I was drunk. And I was the only drunk person in the room.
Oh, that's so funny.
Horrible.
That's hilarious. I remember you telling me.
Yeah,
like
then
that.
I got whacked all over Lindsay's carpet.
Okay.
So I was playing with a candle.
And who did you make out with at the party?
That time?
Yeah. No.
Oh. Yesterday? Yesterday?
Yes.
Morgan.
Yeah.
We make out every time we see each other. Except when we're doing magic.
Yeah, it's an important distinction.
Actually, there's sex magic, though. There's a type of magic.
Blood sugar sex magic? So it wasn't, in fact, 4 words in the Red Hot Chili Peppers album title.
I'm not sure.
I was just making an attempt at humor.
Well,
but it failed miserably. Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. You were so... Oh, fuck. All right. Dead air. All right, moving on. What were you going to say?
How much longer is this podcast?
Don't fucking do this! Just wait until it's over!
I was just curious.
I don't know. Probably about another 5 minutes.
Okay, cool. Do you want to go back and edit that out?
No.
All right. It's not that I'm bored. I'm just curious because I don't have a watch on.
Oh.
Wow, it's 12:30. I looked at the computer time 15 minutes ago. I should be leaving right now. Anyway.
Cause this is boring.
It's 12:30 and I have to get up at 7.
Wow.
Yeah. Stupid work. It's my second last day of work tomorrow.
Woohoo!
I have 3 days left until my last shift and only 2 shifts. And I cannot even tell you how excited I am. Well, probably I can. I am more excited to be done work than I am to be going to school, just in a different way. Like, in reality, I'm more excited to go to school because it has more possibilities and stuff than not going to work, but but going to work, I feel like I'm being let out of jail.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And I keep unintentionally rubbing it in everyone's faces at work.
Like, third last shift tonight!
And everyone's like, awesome. We've been working here for 12 years.
Oh, jeez.
There's so many lifers at my store. There are, like, 6-year-olds working there, 60-year-olds working there who worked there since they were, like, 20. Not actually, but people just seem to have worked. Because my work kills everyone's spirit. Everyone's like, oh, I've been working here for 12 years and I wish I was dead. There's a 27-year-old who I work with in my department who's worked there for 15... No, since he was 15 years old.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
When he hits 30, that's going to be half his lifetime.
I know. Although, that's he's gross. In a band right now, and they just got signed by the guy who signed Oasis.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you were saying.
Yeah.
What's the name of his band?
Sailboats Are White.
Oh, catchy.
They're dance electronica punk. I haven't.
So I get it.
It's really hot down here.
Oh, yeah, it's because of me.
Oh. And your stink.
Oh my god. That was so mean.
I'm just kidding.
You suck.
You don't actually stink.
Thank you.
I would tell you if you stunk.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Remember that time we were going out and I was like, do you plan on putting some deodorant on?
Oh my god. That is so embarrassing.
Oh no, I sorry, I just realized what I did.
Oh,
would you like to edit that out?
No.
Well, no, that was just me. Okay, I just cleared something out. Stacey does not smell. Like,
oh, fuck! Oh, my God!
I was just proving that I would let you know. Because I love you.
You could have done that privately!
I gave you... Now, Kate, if you're not allowed to be mad at me for it anymore, because I gave you the chance to edit
it
out. Yeah, that's
definitely true. Fuck. But I had...
See, this is my problem.
Oh, it's because I woke up at, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. And it was, like, 5 and we were trying to get ready.
Yeah.
We were, like, oh, shit. But, this is what happens. I say things really innocently and they come out it's like, really oops. Mean. That's why my mom hates me, because I say things like that and then she's like, I hate you. You're a horrible person. Not actually, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, no. Okay. But, yeah. We've got another 30 seconds left. Oh, shit. Okay, so what else didn't we talk about? Molly Parker's hot.
And Ryan Gosling's. We talked about everything.
Yeah, we did.
Alright, so good
podcast.
Wait,
did we cover everything?
Yeah, we did.
Whoa.
Good podcast.
Good podcast. Yeah, we still have another little while.
I know, I can read.
Oh my god, you can? That's so cool that you're literate, because so few people are nowadays.
60% of Hamilton is illiterate.
If you count not media literacy and... Okay, anyway, bye!
Bye!